What is your name?
My name is Elizabeth Betty Brown.
When did you join the Denver unit of the WSL?
I'm sorry, I really can't remember, but I think 15 years ago, probably. Maybe even 20. I've been in Denver longer than that. Maybe when I first came, 25 years, maybe.
Were you in the service?
I was a Red Cross hospital worker attached to Army and Navy hospitals for 4 years, and then 2 years as a service club director later on.
What influenced you to join the Red Cross?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I had tried to get into the first WAC organization and was unable to pass the physical. So then I thought of the opportunity of going as a civilian with the American Red Cross. It was a chance kind of thing, really.
Before you joined the Red Cross, what did you do?
I was a student and a girls' director at a settlement house.
What were your duties when you were with the Red Cross?
Hospital recreation workers take recreation to patients, both ambulatory. We had a club-like activities, and then we took activities to bed patients. Recreation, not therapy as such, unless there wasn't a therapist, then we did some things that might be called recreational therapy. We had library carts, craft activities, arranged for outings, travels, especially overseas, with when we had more ambulatory patients, then we would arrange for Sunday activities outside the area for them.
How long were you in the Red Cross?
I was with Red Cross for 4 years, 2 years in England, a year in the States. Those 3 years were with the same unit, the 65th General Hospital. And then after VE Day and after VJ Day, actually, I went to Guam and worked with the Navy in various Navy hospitals.
Where did your travels while you were in the Red Cross take you?
Started out at Fort Bragg in North Carolina and spent, 6-8 months there. Ordinarily, Red Cross personnel are not assigned to a unit going overseas until that unit is practically on the ship. Typically, something happened, and so we didn't go to Africa, as was our intent. All my supplies did, but I didn't go, and our outfit didn't go, and we stayed in Fort Bragg. Then we went to port of embarkation in New Jersey, and we didn't pass our tests, evidently, because they sent us to Devens in Massachusetts, where we had 6 weeks of fairly intensive training, particularly for the enlisted personnel to pitch tents and dig latrines and that kind of thing, though none of us were excused from any of that kind of activity. From there, then, we went to England and were in near the Welsh border for 3 months, and then over to the other side of the island near Ipswich and Norwich with the 8th and 9th Air Force. So that we had primarily Air Force patients before the invasion of Europe. After that, I came home briefly, went to Washington State, to Madigan. I think it's Madigan. Is that in Washington? Yes, I think so. And which was a rehab hospital, and while waiting for overseas assignment again. And then from there, I went to Guam for 10 months and came home.
What was your uniform dress?
Oh, we had a variety. We had a dark gray-blue suit, very similar to World War I Red Cross uniforms to start with. As the war progressed and the military, female military personnel got different and more attractive uniforms, Red Cross followed suit. We had Palm Beach-style uniforms. I don't remember the designer now. With a modified overseas cap. Our working uniform was a seersucker dress. On Guam, that dress was adapted somewhat. You could cut the sleeves off. You could go bare-legged if your legs were tan. The nurses couldn't, and I felt sorry for them. We had an outfit that I really wore a lot after I got out of service, which was a play suit. Navy blue, or light blue, rather, shorts, one-piece shorts and a blouse, and it had a wraparound skirt. And this was really handy because we took patients to the beach there frequently, and this was a good cover-up for us. Our uniform coat in England was a dark blue with a zip-out red lining. When we were getting ready, I was to go to Europe with the invasion, and we were issued pants and a matching pants and an Eisenhower jacket. I did not go with the invasion. I asked to go back to my unit because we dawdled around in London for 6 to 8 weeks, and I got really bored. So I never got over to Europe during World War II.
Can you relate a couple of experiences that were particularly interesting, funny, sad, touching, or whatever that stick in your mind?
I think maybe I remember the Christmases particularly that I spent with the military. The first one was in Fort Bragg, and Red Cross personnel rotated between the various hospitals. And at Christmas time, I was assigned to hospital number 3.5, which was the venereal disease section of the hospital. And we had several hundred patients. Most of them were ambulatory, but they could not, of course, leave the area. And Christmas time came around, and I was to do a Christmas program. Well, what to do with mostly huge paratroopers, and they were certainly not into doing the Christmas story in the traditional way. I finally decided maybe we could do shadow pictures and got the men involved in that. And we really had a very effective, very touching Christmas Eve program using shadow pictures. The men designed the sets, made the lambs, and did the programs. I narrated, but the men did the acting, and that really stuck with me that these guys would. The special touch was when we came out, it was snowing.
What was the greatest adjustment you had to make when you joined the Red Cross?
I guess just being away from home. I was never really homesick, but I had never been away from home before, except to go to camp briefly in the summertime. I had never been on a train, so that I had to learn that kind of thing. I seemed to adapt fairly well to different situations, and there was no great adjustment. Even the food didn't bother me too much.
Did you expect your Red Cross activities to prepare you for a career?
I didn't think about it particularly. I joined the Red Cross because I felt that I really wanted to do something during that period of time. I was in my own field. I had my college education was in recreation and group work, so that if I had thought about it, I expect I would have thought that it would be a help, but I didn't do it for that particular purpose.
After you left the Red Cross, what did you do?
I went to work for the YWCA in St. Paul, and then and finished up my master's degree. Then I went out to Portland, Oregon to work for the YWCA, and I talked so much about what fun it had been overseas and how interesting it was and what a great way to see the world and meet new people that one of the women with whom I worked said, well, we better do this again. So we both signed up and went with special services for a couple of years.
Tell me about your year in the Peace Corps.
That's a fairly recent overseas volunteer assignment, and it's really 25 months, actually. I was there from 81 to 83 in the Philippines. I did work with rural women in income-generating activities on the island of Negros Oriental, which is in the center section of the Philippines. Major part of my work, however, was as a director of a shelter or an orphanage for homeless children. I helped with their organization. I helped develop volunteers, helped with board of directors, wrote personnel policies, worked with the kids, taught English to the children, did some social work kinds of things, and you know, like home visits, case studies. I also did, Peace Corps volunteers are expected to do the same kinds of things they might do at home. So I worked with Girl Scouts, with the School of Social Work. I supervised graduate students for psychology department. I joined the Eastern Star. And I worked with a service club of which I'm a member here in the in Denver, so that I did some of the same things that I've done before. It was a wonderful experience.
What has being a member of WOSL meant to you?
That's a really interesting question. I remember when I first joined that one of the men in the YMCA said, "What on earth would you join an organization of service people, of people that have been in service? They don't do anything, they just get together and visit." And I said, just getting together and visit, and we do more than that, but just getting together and visiting with people who have had the same kind of experiences and have the same kinds of feelings about their country and the military is what's important. And I have enjoyed meeting new people. I've enjoyed the service work that we have done. It's been a very satisfying experience.
Thank you very much.